郑州市2021年高中毕业年级第三次质量预测，英语听力部分。做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
I haven't any lessons tonight. What about seeing a new movie?
Frankly, it sounds boring to me. Honey, why don't we try the new restaurant opened at the mall? Text 2. You really look pale. Have you had a fever?
No, my tooth really hurts. But I didn't take any medicine, because I think it would give me a stomachache.
Text 3.
How was your weekend, Sally?
We visited a museum. We all enjoyed it far more than the park we went to last month. It was just as much fun as going to see a show at the theater. Text 4.
So many magazines on my desk. Who put them here?
Maybe it was Lucy. She said you were going to refer to them to finish your report.
Oh, that's right. I did ask her to bring the latest magazines to me. I completely forgot.
Text 5.
What about your holiday at Mount Huang?
Great! We had a good time. And we had some friends with us there.
Where did you stay? In a hotel or in a local house?
Neither. We camped in a tent near the mountain.
Text 5. 第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Text 6. Jack, did you say you are a student?
That's right. I am studying arts at university.
I see.You worked at a museum last winter.
Yes, I worked as a part-time guide from January until March. I also did some drawings there. Would you like to see some of my paintings? I have them right here.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we don't have any job openings now. If any, I'll call you.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Jack, did you say you are a student?
That's right. I am studying arts at university.
I see. You worked at a museum last winter.
Yes, I worked as a part-time guide from January until March. I also did some drawings there. Would you like to see some of my paintings? I have them right here.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we don't have any job openings now. If any, I'll call you.
That's great. Thank you very much.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 7. Would you like to enjoy a performance of Beijing Opera? It is the national opera of our country.
Glad to hear that. It will be nice to watch your national opera when I come here for the first time. Where shall we go to enjoy it?
How about Grand Theater? It's the best place to enjoy Beijing Opera.
That's great. But do we need to book our seats in advance?
Not necessary.I called the theater just now, and they still have plenty of seats available for tonight's show.
How nice.
Yes. And the name of tonight's show is White Snake. It's a traditional play of Beijing opera, and this story is touching. It's well worth seeing.
Really? Let's go now.
Would you like to enjoy a performance of Beijing opera?It is the national opera of our country.
Glad to hear that. It will be nice to watch your national opera when I come here for the first time. Where shall we go to enjoy it?
How about Grand Theater? It's the best place to enjoy Beijing opera.
That's great. But do we need to book our seats in advance?
Not necessary. I called the theater just now, and they still have plenty of seats.Available for tonight's show.
How nice.
Yes. And the name of tonight's show is White Snake. It's a traditional play of Beijing opera, and this story is touching. It's well worth seeing.
Really? Let's go now.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 8. Hello!Are you going to London?
Yes, here is the ticket.
Great! I need to see your passport as well.
I have an e-ticket. Is this a must?
Actually, I just need your name, and I can find you on the computer.
Okay. It's Bates. Frank Bates.
Oh, you're traveling with a baby today.
Yes, my daughter Mia. She will be 2 years old next month.We are going to see her mother abroad.
Well, I need to see your daughter's birth certificate to prove her age.
Here you are. Say, would we be able to get a seat convenient for a walk? I may have to walk her around if she gets curious.
Sure. I'll put you near the washroom. Well, here is your boarding pass. You will be able to board ahead of schedule because you are traveling with a baby.Our flight crew will have some special instructions for takeoff and landing.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Hello. Are you going to London?
Yes, here is the ticket.
Great. I need to see your passport as well.
I have an e-ticket. Is this a must?
Actually, I just need your name, and I can find you on the computer.
Okay.It's Bates. Frank Bates.
Oh, you're traveling with a baby today.
Yes, my daughter Mia. She will be 2 years old next month. We are going to see her mother abroad.
Well, I need to see your daughter's birth certificate to prove her age.
Here you are. Say, would we be able to get a seat convenient for a walk? I may have to walk her around if she gets curious.
Sure. I'll put you near the washroom. Well, here is your boarding pass. You will be able to board ahead of schedule because you are traveling with a baby. Our flight crew will have some special instructions for takeoff and landing.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 9.
I hope Adrian likes this.It's a bit of risk, serving fish and mutton to a guest who comes to visit us for the first time. Maybe I should also prepare a steak.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Adrian is the new director of my department, and I don't know much about his preference. He came from another department of the company early this year.
I've never met him before, but I've heard a lot about him from you in the past few days. It seems thathe is a very good boss, with rich business experience.
Absolutely. He is the right one, who comes to save the department.
Really? Why do you say so?
Well, you know, last year, when the economy was not good, our profit was far from satisfying. The company even thought about closing down this department.
So, what about the situation this year?
Adrian introduced a new system,for sales and management, and it's quite effective. The profit has even doubled in the last 2 months.
Wow, that's fantastic. I cannot wait to meet him for dinner. I hope Adrian likes this. It's a bit of risk, serving fish and mutton to a guest who comes to visit us for the first time. Maybe I should also prepare a steak.
Yeah, it's a good idea.Adrian is the new director of my department, and I don't know much about his preference. He came from another department of the company early this year.
I've never met him before, but I've heard a lot about him from you in the past few days. It seems that he is a very good boss with rich business experience.
Absolutely. He is the right one who comes to save the department.
Really?Why do you say so?
Well, you know, last year, when the economy was not good, our profit was far from satisfying. The company even thought about closing down this department.
So, what about the situation this year?
Adrian introduced a new system for sales and management, and it's quite effective. The profit has even doubled in the last 2 months.
Wow!That's fantastic. I cannot wait to meet him for dinner.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Text 10. The next program is one-man show by David. He needs no introduction. He is so famous, not only because of his talent, but because of his looks. Neither pretty, nor ugly, but strange, especially his red face. It's like a flat board. On the board, eyes, nose, mouth, and ears are all in their places, but each of them possesses easily recognized characteristics. Take his eyes for example. When they are open, what you can see are two very narrow lines. And his nose, a little bit raised, and shaped like a badminton bat. And his mouth. Well, let me say this way, each corner can reach the ear. As the saying goes, smile from ear to ear, or wear a big smile. But our guy never smiles. Actually, he doesn't know how to smile, not to say laugh. His full and very black mustache covers his upper lip. Whenever he wants to start a speech, he bites his lips for a while. During his talk, he clears his throat from time to time. Although he pretends to be gentle, he may make you feel very tense and worried. Before I invite him onto the stage, one thing I should warn you of. Listen to his talk. Don't watch his face or his show. Now, let's welcome David.
The next program is One Man Show by David. He needs no introduction. He is so famous, not only because of his talent, but because of his looks. Neither pretty, nor ugly, but strange, especially his red face. It's like a flat board. On the board, eyes, nose, mouth, and ears are all in their places, but each of them possesses easily recognized characteristics. Take his eyes for example. When they are open, what you can see are two very narrow lines. And his nose. A little bit raised, and shaped like a badminton bat. And his mouth. Well, let me say this way, each corner can reach the ear. As the saying goes, smile from ear to ear, or wear a big smile, but our guy never smiles. Actually, he doesn't know how to smile, not to say laugh. His full and very black mustache covers his upper lip. Whenever he wants to start a speech, he bites his lips for a while. During his talk, he clears his throat from time to time. Although he pretends to be gentle, he may make you feel very tense and worried. Before I invite him onto the stage, one thing I should warn you of. Listen to his talk, don't watch his face or his show. Now, let's welcome David.
第二节到此结束，听力部分到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。